Armstrong.
Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy.
With the flash of Hudson High, boys, show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champions, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy.
Attention. The Oriental Airline Express is now loading on runway number 5. Chicago, Los Angeles, Honolulu, Manila, Shanghai, Chongqing. Now loading on runway number 5.
An imaginary scene, fellas and girls.
Yes, today.
But you young Americans know better than anyone else that someday in the future, our great airliners will span oceans and continents, carrying passengers and freight to the farthest corners of the earth. And you know, too, who's going to fly, service, and operate those giant multimotor transports. Because a lot of you, yourselves, will be the pilots, navigators, and stewardesses in the great age of flight. With that in mind, I knew that every Jack Armstrong listeners in the country would be interested in hearing from a veteran American pilot. A man who was already a champion of the skies. I mean Major T.L. McKissick of the Army Air Corps, formerly a top-notch pilot for the famous Transcontinental Western Airways. Now, just before Major McKissick signed up as a flyer for Uncle Sam, he transcribed a special message of vital interest to every boy and girl interested in aviation. So listen closely to Major T.L. McKissick and the important words he has for you right now.
Any friend of Jack Armstrong who wants to be a pilot someday should remember one important thing. He must be in good physical shape. That means following a regular year-round training program like Jack Armstrong. I've looked over the 3 rules in Jack Armstrong's training program, and I'd recommend them as a mighty swell program for any flyer, young or old.
Thanks, Major. Best of luck and keep them flying. Now, you fellows and girls whose future lies in aviation, those words of Major McKissick ought to be taken mighty seriously. So make up your mind to start preparing for that career, and right now, start training the Jack Armstrong way. Get plenty of sleep, fresh air, and exercise. Use lots of soap and water, and eat 3 square meals a day, starting that all-important first meal with a big helping of milk, fruit, and Wheaties, breakfast of champions. You see, the good whole-grain nourishment of Wheaties starts off any breakfast the champion way. Maybe that's why you'll find this famous breakfast of champions such a heavy favorite with many civilian pilots around the airport restaurant. Men in aviation know today. Yes, and that's why you future pilots and airline workers should start every single day with your eye on those Jack Armstrong training rules and your appetite ready for milk, fruit, and Wheaties, breakfast of champions. Remember, that's a training dish preferred by champions. And something tells me it's the right training dish for you, too. Now, Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Jack Armstrong, in the pilot seat of the amphibian, is just starting the motors of the big plane. They're about to take off from the village of Chief Hawkface and resume their journey to the sacred city in quest for the secret of the famous Indian anti-infection drug, Gehili. Returning safely, but somewhat battered after their experience with the tidal wave near the Pawori village, Jack delivered Waigali, the poison maker, back into the hands of Hawkface. KK, the missionary and nurse, took charge of him and healed his wounds. Hawkface has also recovered from his illness. The whole village is happy because Momo, the treacherous medicine man, is dead, and the savage Pawori was scattered by the erupting volcano that wiped out their village. Jack and Uncle Jim have repaired the damages on the amphibian, and their expedition is ready to head westward once more. Hawkface, KK, and the whole village are waiting on the riverbank to watch them take off.
There we are, both engines started. Sound pretty sweet, Uncle Jim.
Yes, they do, Jack. I think we did a thorough job of putting them in shape.
Are you ready to start? I'll pour on the coal whenever you say.
Right. We've said our farewells. Let's go.
Okay, we're on.
Hey, wait. Let me wave goodbye to KK. Look out, Billy.
Well, listen, I want to say goodbye, too.
Okay.
So long, everybody.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Come on, Hawkface.
Ready to stop on our way back, Hawkface. Goodbye, KK.
Oh, I'm sorry to go. I like
it. Hawkface,
too.
Well, we'll see him again, Betty.
A few months from now, probably. He's too like that Indian village. Hawkface, 25 feet.
Yes, he did good landing, too. Bring his Indians out of savagery. making Christians out of.
And KK, she be good woman. She do fine job for hawk-faced people, too.
For Pete's sake, how long are you going to taxi, Jack?
I want to get these engines thoroughly warmed up, Billy.
You got plenty of rubber. Take your time, Jack.
I'm about ready to pick her up off the water now, Uncle Jim.
Oh, Big Tooth like to rush along like this on the river. Make him feel like he got plenty fast canoe.
I'm going
to
lift her now. The tail's up.
Bring up her nose, Jack.
Right off. We're clear of the water.
Well, glad we're headed toward the sacred city again.
Yes, Betty. We've got at least one important stop to make. We've got to locate Dr. Radford and find out what his trouble is.
Oh, I know. I was talking to KK about him. He said he's living with a bunch of white Indians up in the jungle.
Yes, and he's a bit out of his head.
Probably from being in the jungle too long.
No, KK says it isn't that. Something else. Something very strange and mysterious that she can't quite understand.
By the way, Uncle Jim, the other night when we were talking to Don Pedro over the short wave, I mean, when we told him about what we'd learned about Dr. Radburn, he told us to contact him as soon as we left Hawkface's village.
I hadn't forgotten, Jack. I was going to tune him as soon as we'd gotten squared away on our course.
I'm leaving the river now, Uncle Jim, and heading out over the jungle. 15 degrees south of west, is that right?
Yes, that's the course, Jack.
All right. Altitude about 2,000. That's high enough, isn't it?
Until we reach those mountains out there.
Okay. I'll set on an automatic pilot. There. It might be a good idea to radio Don Pedro now in Casanare.
Yes, if you will, Jack, while I'm studying these charts.
Sure thing. There we are. Oh, boy, quite a bit of static. Now, tune in. 12,215. There. Hello, DPX. JAX calling DPX at Casanare. Hello, Don Pedro. Jack Armstrong calling. Come in, please.
Hello, Jack Armstrong. Hello.
There he is, Jack.
Hello, where are you now? Come in, please.
Hello, Don Pedro. We're just leaving the village of Chief Hawkface, flying a course 15 points south of west. We're going to attempt to locate Dr. Radburn at the Great Falls. Over.
This is where I understood you were going. I want you to find Dr. Radburn and help him all you can. But first, would it bother Colonel Fairfield if he changes plans slightly? Ask him, please. Over.
He wants us to change our plans. What about it, Uncle Kid?
Why, it's all right. What he wants us to do.
Okay. Hello, Don Pedro. Uncle Jim says he'll make any change in plan you want. What have you got in mind? Over.
I've just received disquieting news. It's about a spider. It's in the jungle. Have you seen a strange plane in a while? Over.
Strange plane? No, we haven't. How did he get hold of one?
The spider has joined Lopez and Polo, two of the Trigger's men. The spider chartered an amphibian by shortwave from Lascara. They threw it into him. Now he
has
no place to
pull all
up in the
Wabasso
country after diamonds.
Did you hear that, Uncle Jim?
Yeah. Well, he found out where the spider is.
Hello, Don Pedro. Uncle Jim wants to know how you learned that the spider's up there.
Through the Wabasso Indians. I have my spies up there. Those diamond diggings have been leased by me to the diamond syndicate. If the spider is there, he's stealing guns. He intends to break the diamond market.
Ask him what he wants us to do.
What do you want us to do about it, Don Pedro?
If you will go up there, please, and confirm this information, I will appreciate it. I will give you all the authority you need. If he has any gems, confiscate them if you can. If you can cripple his plane, do so. Anything to hold him there until I can send soldiers to arrest him and his men.
It's a large order. Tell him we'll do our best.
Hello, Don Pedro. Uncle Jim says okay, we'll do our best. Over.
Very good. But be careful, this spider is very dangerous. Contact me when you have any information. Don Pedro, signing off now. Adios.
Over. Adios. Goodbye. Jack Armstrong signing off. Well, what do you know about that, Uncle Jim? The spiders teamed up with Lopez and Volo, and they're looting diamonds from syndicate property.
No more than I expected, Jack.
If him be up in Wabasso country, there'll be plenty of diamonds up there.
Well, who is the diamond syndicate, Uncle Jim? I've heard you speak about them before.
Well, the diamond syndicate is composed of about a dozen wealthy men, mostly in Europe, who own nearly all the diamond mines in the world. They allow only a certain number of diamonds to be mined each year and put on the market.
Well, that's how they keep the prices up.
That's about right, Billy. The bad part about the spider's operations is he's stealing the diamonds from the syndicate.
You mean the syndicate owns the diamonds up in the Wabasso country?
Yes. Don Pedro's probably leased the rights to mine diamonds up there to the syndicate. But they haven't opened up the mines because they have all the diamonds they need now.
But what about the Indians? They go up there and get diamonds whenever they want.
Well, that's different, Betty. Wherever Indians are living on wild land, most governments recognize their right to use anything out of the jungle. They can utilize anything for weapons, clothing, or food.
Food? Hey, that reminds me. I'm doggone hungry.
Oh, Uncle Jim, what did you mention the word food for? Now Billy's hungry again.
Oh, isn't it about time we ate?
It soon will be, Betty.
Oh, Big Tooth could eat whole jungle pig with bristles and all that.
Well, that's just what we're going to have, Big Tooth. I've got a fine roast of jungle pork without bristles in the electric oven back in the galley.
Well, isn't it time you trotted it out?
It won't be done for another half an hour. But I have some biscuits, and I intend to make some biscuits. I'll go back and fix them now.
Hope you've got some wild honey to go with those biscuits.
I have.
Oh, boy. Roast pork, hot biscuits, and wild honey, Big Tooth. Won't that be something?
Oh, Miss Big Tooth's so hungry, his mouth water right now.
Take your mind off your stomach for a few minutes, Big Tooth, and tell me something.
Huh?
You say you've been up in the Wabasso country?
Well, for sure, Jaco. Big Tooth be up there one time with Don Pedro.
It shows Twin Lakes on the chart here. How near are they to the diamond diggings?
They're right there, Jaco. There'd be a river that run into Upper Lake. You see that on the chart?
Yes, it's here. There it is, Jack. See that thread coming down to the northwest?
Oh, yeah. Not a very big river.
No, but plenty full of bad water for canoe.
Yes, I imagine so. See those contour lines?
Jack, quick! The place's on fire!
On fire? Where? Great snakes, Uncle Jim.
Grab that fire extinguisher, Billy. Get that other one, Jack.
Oh, boy, it's in the cabin. Look at those flames.
It's a gasoline fire.
Turn it on quick, Billy. Mother, those flames.
Right, Uncle Jim.
Look out, Billy. Give me room. I'll open up with this.
Hey, look at this smoke. It's plenty bad.
I'll say it's bad. If that fire should get at our reserve tank.
Good night, we'd blow up.
Keep fighting it, Jack. I'll get that bucket of sand.
What's that flame creeping up the wall there?
Hit it, Billy.
Oh, yes. There, I smacked that one out. There's another fire under the bunk.
I'll attend to that. Watch that wall. It's on fire again.
Well, what do you know? I had that one out.
Hit it again. Put it out.
Right. Spraying it. There we are. It's out now.
No, it isn't out. It started again. Look out, Billy.
That's it, Jack. Where was that fire? That's for sure.
We'll get it out. The doggone thing starts right up. Hey, I see the trouble. There's a leak in the gas line there.
Hey, the fire runs right down the wall. That looks bad, Jacko. Better we go down the river where we'll be safe if this flame gets all on fire.
We can't. We're over the jungle.
All right.
That's plenty bad.
Hey, I'll say this. This flame is liable to burn up and explode in midair.
Jim, we've got to cut off that gas line somehow.
Cut off valve is under the floor, Jack. You can't reach it because of the fire.
We only have something to crack over that crack long enough to stop the drift.
Hey,
fine, good idea, Betty.
Well, if I can get past the fire, I'll get some and try it.
Oh, no, don't come back. I'll cover the leak from this side.
You think you can do it, Betty?
I've got to do it, Jack.
Cover her with those extinguishers, Jack. Keep playing that stuff. Keep down that fire.
Betty and her biscuit dough. She may be able to plug that leak in the dripping gasoline line. If she can, she'll save the amphibian from destruction. She'll save the lives of Jack and all her other companions, too. Having a plane on fire in midair is a mighty hair-raising experience. You want to know how this turns out, so be sure to listen in tomorrow to the next exciting episode of Jack Armstrong in South America. Now, the hearty appetite you're likely to have on these winter days seems to make those sweeties go mighty fast. So before you find yourself long on appetite and short on Wheaties, put in your book for at least 2 packages of Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions, right today. Then, you're all set to help yourself to all the milk, fruit, and Wheaties you want. Future Champions of America, Anthony Moyer, room 5661, Newark, New Jersey, reports that every week each member of his FCA team studies a certain sport, how to play it well, and what the rules are. Then, at the team meetings, each member tells the others what he has learned. Now, what an idea you might want to try. It's a good bet you and your future chances to benefit the team will turn into better performances when you know all about the sport you play. So, be sure to send your FCA ideas to Jack Armstrong, Minneapolis 15, Minnesota. And please listen to the Jack Armstrong program for more news about the future champions of America. Thank you for calling the time for General Mills, makers of 3Ds, Breakfast of Champions. We invite you to listen tomorrow to another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Door. This is the Blue Network.